This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations is warning that climate change is threatening the lives of millions of people throughout the world, and the demand for humanitarian aid could rise 50% by 2030. The UN's World Meteorological Organization reported Tuesday that more weather-related disasters such as heat waves, storms, and droughts are occurring each year. The head of that agency said climate change poses threats to human life, to ecosystems, to economies, and to societies for centuries to come. The 2020 State of Climate Services report said 11,000 disasters attributed to weather have taken place over the past 50 years, causing 2 million deaths and $3.6 trillion worth of economic damage. The report also said 108 million people worldwide needed humanitarian help in 2018 because of natural disasters. U.S. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett underwent a second day of her confirmation hearings with members of the U.S. Senate today. She declined to answer a range of questions from lawmakers on how she might rule on legal disputes if she's confirmed to fill the vacancy left by Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the country's highest court. Barrett said she would not let her personal and religious views determine how she would decide cases. She said, "I have no agenda and I'll follow the law." Barrett declined to say how she might rule on abortion, gun ownership, and the Affordable Care Act, the health care law facing a challenge before the Supreme Court on November the 10th. She also rebuffed a question on whether she would recuse herself from considering any legal disputes arising from the November 3rd national election. One of the competitors in that election, of course, is the man who nominated her, U.S. President Donald Trump. More on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com.